Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
All right, guys, welcome to breaking news here with The Balance. Right along with me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, it appears that the Harbaugh watch has come to an end. It appears that Jim Harbaugh has agreed to a five-year, $25 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, Josh.
The Niners got their man. I'm not sure about that move for Jim Harbaugh. He better be sure of it, though.
Go ahead and tell us what you know there, Josh.
Well, the 49ers made no secret that Harbaugh was their guy. You know, it's in the Bay Area, as is Stanford. So I guess he can live in the same house that he's living in now and coach the 49ers, but I'm not sure why he would leave Stanford. The Niners have no quarterback. They have Frank Gore. They have no wide receivers. Their offensive line is a joke. I don't get it. So, what's your feeling on the matter, Tom?
Can you hear me? Okay, Josh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, sometimes that's the problem when you go live with the breaking news. Sometimes everything doesn't work exactly as it is. Well, here's the thing. We knew Jim Harbaugh would be going to a pro team. I think that we both knew that. I don't know that it's exactly the best team for him to be at. Obviously, something happened in the negotiations that broke down with the Miami Dolphins. And, again, this is still breaking news. ESPN just broke the news. Adam Schefter did just break the news that Jim Harbaugh is going to be going to the 49ers, and that appears to be pretty evident of what's going on there. So, guys and girls, again, Jim Harbaugh, we're breaking the news with you. Jim Harbaugh has decided to go with a $25 million five-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers. Josh, this is just breaking news, so what all do you know? What can you tell us from what's going on?
The Dolphins are going to offer Tony Soprano a one-year contract extension on the Miami end of it. However, that's still a joke, and I still think they need to let Tony Soprano go. They've already hurt his credibility. If I was a player, I'd be like, who are you to tell me what to do?
Well, you would never want to tell Tony Soprano, who are you? I laugh every time I hear that name. That's for sure. Well, really what we're doing here, guys, we're breaking in here with the balance. We're bringing you breaking news. Again, Jim Harbaugh has taken a position with the San Francisco 49ers. Give us a little bit of the background, Josh, if you will, real quickly on Jim Harbaugh and his past and his history.
Well, as you know, he played football for Bo Schembechler at the University of Michigan. He played 14 years in the NFL, including stints with the Indianapolis Colts and the Oakland Raiders. I still say the Colts came up with that completion in the end zone in Pittsburgh in 1996. He went on to the University of San Diego, had two very successful years there. 5 years ago, Stanford was 1-11. This year, they went 12-1. I'd like to caution Niner fans, if we have any out there, Tom might have an idea of who's listening to us at the moment. I don't. See, my problem with Jim Harbaugh going pro is he's getting $5 million a year because he went into a kitchen or a living room in Texas and convinced Andrew Luck to come to Stanford. The only quarterback he's had success with in college, well, big-time college football's been Andrew, look, so because he can go into a living room and convince a kid to leave Texas for California, that makes him qualified to coach in the NFL?
Well, what does make a coach qualified to coach in the NFL these days? Josh, again, what we're doing here, guys, is we're reporting breaking news. Those of you that are joining us, Jim Harbaugh has finally made a decision. He will coach the 49ers. At least the wait is over. The wondering is over. The speculation is over. And the 49ers move forward with their new program. Obviously, he's got a lot to prove in the NFL, and a lot of people may have their doubts on whether or not he should have ever left Stanford. You're right. It's pretty much right there in the same city. And, you know, the Stanford coach, Jim Harbaugh, agreed to a five-year deal to become the 49ers head coach. Like I said, ESPN's Adam Schefter broke the deal. Harbaugh will get $25 million. A long week of speculation and negotiations and interviews and wondering where he'll end up at. As we talked about here on the wrap-up earlier today, we said that he needs to make a decision whether to stay at Stanford or not to stay at Stanford, and it appears that's certainly what he's done. He was obviously everyone thought that he would go to the Michigan Wolverines, which did not happen. That was Max the dog there. So here in the Ballon Studios. But Josh, go ahead and give us a little bit more information about his decision to not go with Michigan.
I don't think he wanted to go to Michigan because they're going to have to almost find somebody who coaches the same system that Rich Rodriguez does. Jim Harbaugh runs a very pro-style offense. All the offensive talent at Michigan, take Denard Robinson, the quarterback, for instance, is to run the spread offense. So if he would have went to Michigan, they'd have taken a further step back, which in turn would have tarnished his reputation that he has going on right now. He looks good. He led Stanford to a 12-1 record. Had he went to Michigan and had two bad years while he got his players there, he might not have got another chance to go to the NFL. But see, if he leaves Stanford for the NFL now and he fails, he can go back to college and get a great job. But if he stays in college and fails, he can't go to the NFL. So he kind of had to go now.
Right, right. Well, James Joseph Jim Harbaugh was born December 23, 1963, in Toledo, Ohio. He's been, up until today, it appears to have been the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal football team. He's also a former quarterback who played with the Bears and, of course, right here in Indianapolis with the Indianapolis Colts, the Baltimore Ravens, the San Diego Chargers. He was selected by the Bears with the 26th pick in the first round of the 1987 NFL draft. And like you said earlier, it would have been a perfect fit for him to go back to Michigan and coach where he once played. So, you know, Harbaugh is he went to Pioneer High School and then Palo Alto High School in California. He was a four-year lineman at the University of Michigan. Certainly, Harbaugh has entered the NFL again for the second time, this time as a coach as opposed to a player. And in many ways, he's proven himself to be a good coach. Like Josh was just saying, you know, a lot of it is based on the ability that he's been underneath Luck, and luck has certainly been on his side, and so one of those situations, and one would think that maybe Jim Harbaugh stayed there in San Francisco, perhaps maybe to be a silent mentor and continue to help Luck at his career continues there at Stanford. So
The NCAA rules will now prohibit him from having any contact with Andrew Luck until he declares for the draft. But if I may go ahead, Jim Harbaugh's first hire needs to be Eric Mangini. He's a great defensive coordinator. Jim Harbaugh's an offensive-minded coach. If he doesn't get somebody to come into San Francisco and fix the defense, it's not going to matter that he's a new coach. And I can't remember exactly what pick the Niners have, but I know it's in the top six. They need to go draft Cam Newton or Blaine Gabbert out of Missouri, maybe take a look at Ryan Mallett. But they got to take one of those three quarterbacks because they're a mess right now.
And I right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, the story is still being wrote, and here's the thing. We don't want to be too quick to jump on the bandwagon right now. What we're doing is just reporting the story as it plays out. Adam Schefter with ESPN has reported that Jim Harbaugh has made a decision to go with the San Francisco 49ers. And that appears to be a pretty evident, a 5-year, $25 million contract. And we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, he's got a lot of things on his plate that he's got to put together. Obviously, we're still learning about this story at the moment, and it is still very new. And obviously, the Harbaugh coaching legacy continues both with his brother and obviously his brother-in-law here at IU, who coaches Indiana University basketball. Again, Harbaugh agrees to a deal with the 49ers. Adam Schefter has reported that, a 5-year, $25 million deal. And, you know, it comes at a good time. Of course, he's going to have to earn every bit of that $25 million. And they expect him to open the gates and open the floodgates and start winning ball games out there on the West Coast. And there's a press conference scheduled for today at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So one could only assume that it's to announce Jim Harbaugh as their head coach. Josh, and Adam Schefter with ESPN are reporting that Jim Harbaugh has accepted a $25 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers. So the Harbaugh watch is over. Again, we've been on Harbaugh watch just like everybody else, and now we can kind of move on with him as a 49er. Agree with it or disagree with it, he's got to get some good coaches in there, and he's got to put together a team that has to really start winning some games and not be a disappointment out there in the Bay Area, Josh.
And I agree, and if I could break another breaking sports story, although this one's in baseball and not football. The Tampa Bay Rays continue to blow their team up. The Cubs have just acquired all-star pitcher Matt Garza from the Rays, and there's a report that David Price is on the move, quite possibly to the Yankees. That also just broke on ESPN.
All right. Well, thanks for that. That heads up. Obviously, the Broncos will continue their coaching search. Not going to be Jim Harbaugh, as we had talked a little bit about on the wrap-up today. And also, talking about some other football teams, the Indianapolis Colts bracket is fined $35,000 for his hit there. Again, this is the wrap-up. Wrap up the sequel today. We're just coming back and letting you know that reports that, again, Jim Harbaugh has accepted a position with the San Francisco 49ers. There's a press conference called this afternoon. One can only assume that it's to announce their new head coach, Jim Harbaugh. Again, as I was saying, the NFL has fined Indianapolis Colts linebacker Gary Brackett $35,000 for his hit on Tennessee Titans long snapper Ken Amato in last Sunday's game. Two people with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press of that hit. So, certainly not the distraction that the Indianapolis Colts need going into tomorrow's game. But, again, moves forward, and that's the decision that's handed down by the league. Again, we're breaking news. Jim Harbaugh has agreed to a 5-year, $25 million contract to become the San Francisco 49ers head coach.
Again, that deal came down today, broke by ESPN's Adam Schefter. Again, there will be a press conference scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And one, again, can only assume that that's to break the news that Jim Harbaugh is now the new head coach for the San Francisco 49ers, Josh.
And I would agree. And on the balance tomorrow morning, we will have a lot more details on this and the coaching carousel that's now spinning in both the collegiate and the NFL ranks. And I'm going to give you where I expect Josh McDaniels to turn up tomorrow on the balance.
Okay, that sounds good. Again, we will keep you posted as time moves along, and of course we'll certainly get more in detail on this on the balance tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. right here on the balance, and we'll also be broadcasting live on Ustream. Again, breaking news: Jim Harbaugh agrees to a 5-year deal, $25 million contract between the San Francisco 49ers and Jim Harbaugh. So that Jim Harbaugh is a 49er. Again, that is breaking news. Any last thoughts on that, Josh?
I think it has the potential to be a great hire for the 49ers, depending on who he gets to run the defensive side of the football.
Okay. And, again, if you could talk a little bit real quickly here, Josh, about Harbaugh's tenure at Stanford, what he's able to accomplish, and the players he's developed there.
He's really developed Andrew Luck. I know yesterday Andrew Luck said he was going to stay at Stanford. Do not be shocked if in the next 48 hours Andrew Luck wakes up and decides, if my coach is gone, I'm gone. I have a feeling that Andrew Luck had information, since he didn't take the Niners job 2 days ago, that he might be considering returning to Stanford. I now look for Andrew Luck to announce he is declaring for the draft.
Well, that certainly will play an impact on things that are yet to play out. I mean, obviously, that's big news. That's big breaking news. And if that certainly comes together, you'll be able to hear it first right here on the balance. Again, Jim Harbaugh watch appears to be over. The San Francisco 49ers have hired Jim Harbaugh as their head coach, a 5-year, $25 million deal. And again, like I said, that story is still unfolding, and we just wanted to make sure we broke that news to you as well. I'm real quickly trying to scan over the 49ers website to see what they might be saying about it at the moment, Josh. So if you've got any last and final thoughts before we go to that, and then we'll wrap it up here.
My only problem
is NFL.com. NFL.com is officially reporting that Jim Harbaugh will make $5 million per season over a 5-year deal to take over as San Francisco's head coach. So that's what NFL.com is reporting.
And I say congratulations to Harbaugh. My only problem with it is Bill Belichick has 3 rings, a 16-0 regular season. He doesn't make $5 million a year. That's an absurd amount of money. So if the Niners could spend that on a coach, why can't they spend that on some players and actually get some talent in San Francisco? It doesn't make any sense. But that's just my perspective.
Right. Well, and here again, the story is still being wrote. Maybe Jim Harbaugh is worth $25 million. Maybe he's not. I mean, the bar has now been set at a new high, and they're willing to pay the money. And so, we'll see what happens. He's got Crabtree out there, and, you know, Bowman and Morgan, and those are all good players out there for him to develop and help have a breakout season there in San Francisco. The 49ers website is not saying anything officially, and they're probably waiting till after the press conference to do that. I know that perhaps maybe the new general manager that was named out there, Balky, maybe he had some play in getting Harbaugh there. We know they talked in great detail yesterday. We also know, I mean, the day before yesterday, we also know that yesterday the Miami Dolphins talked with Jim Harbaugh on what appeared to be a pretty solid deal. Did not come together as everyone had thought would happen, and it appears that he's going to be the new head coach for the San Francisco 49ers. So that's the new San Francisco treat. So we'll see what happens. Well, Josh, unless you've got anything else, go right ahead.
We have some more breaking NFL news concerning the playoff game tomorrow. Malcolm Jenkins and Jimmy Graham will not play for the Saints tomorrow. Graham is out with a knee injury, and Jenkins is out with a knee injury. Graham is out with an ankle. And Packers safety Atari Bigby is out Sunday.
That okay, also just thanks for that up. Okay, no, that's fine. Thanks for that update, Josh. Okay, guys, well, we'll let you go on that, and if something else breaks in the near future, we'll break the news for you. You can always depend on The Balance to bring you the latest in sport news. Again, the Harbaugh watch is over. Jim Harbaugh appears to be going to the San Francisco 49ers. That appears to be going to be made official. It's around 6:30, 6 o'clock or so Eastern time. And the 49ers have called a press conference, and one can only assume to make Jim Harbaugh, an official announcement of Jim Harbaugh being their coach. Again, my name's Tom, and right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Keep up to date on all the breaking news on our fan page on Facebook. Just search The Balance. Also on Twitter, T-Balance, and you can also online, www.thebalanceonline.com. Well, guys, that's it. You've been wrapped up, and we'll break in if any more breaking news happens. Josh, I appreciate you being alongside me. And again, Jim Harbaugh has joined ranks with the NFL again and is the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers and to be made official. That said, guys, I wish everyone a good evening and a happy Friday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on The Balance right at 9 a.m.